Hi, this is Jay Evans from the USDA ARSB Research Laboratory in Beltsville, Maryland. I'm going to read an essay I wrote for the Found in Translation column for Bee Culture magazine, March 2023, titled Bees Good. Waiting for spring makes one hopeful and, simultaneously, a bit reflective on why we all keep at this despite heavy winter losses and expenses. This year, massive floods in California will wreak havoc with bees and beekeepers in holding yards and during the first commercial stop of the year in almond plantations. Most years, the opposite is true. Crippling droughts, decreased yields from almonds and other crops, diminishing the agricultural benefits of bee pollination. Still, most of the time, bees and beekeepers get a break, and honeybees and other pollinators provide a solid boost to the production of healthy foods. This essay is devoted to the bees and beekeepers whose actions improve food production and human welfare. Our sister branch of USDA, the National Agricultural Statistics Service, or NASS, provides quarterly and annual views showing how honeybees impact humanity in the USA. And their website is at www.nass.usda.gov, and just look for the Bee and Honey Index. These reports document how the hard work to keep bees alive pays off in the farming economy and the food supply. Jennifer Bond and her colleagues at the USDA's Economic Research Service pulled data from NASS and other sources to generate a full view of the bee industry and its drivers in a book titled Honeybees on the Move, From Pollination to Honey Production and Back, published in 2021. And that's also freely available online at www.ers.usda.gov. This short book shows the challenges faced by beekeepers and the targets that keep them on their toes, highlighting that 80% of annual pollination income to beekeepers is derived from one early season source, almond plantations, flooded or otherwise. Bees and their migratory keepers then disperse widely for additional pollination events and, weather and habitat permitting, the production of honey and wax. Overall, beekeepers receive $320 million in pollination fees for their efforts, and these efforts have a 20-fold greater impact on U.S. crop production. Pollination of crops not only provides an economic engine for growers and some beekeepers, but pollination by bees is literally saving lives. A recent global analysis generated values for pollination impacts on world crops by estimating decreased productivity when bees were limiting. This was written by Matthew Smith and colleagues, and it was titled Pollinator Deficits, Food Consumption, and Consequences for Human Health, a Modeling Study. It was published in Environmental Health Perspectives in 2022, and you can find that one freely online as well. By looking at peak versus observed productivity across farmed regions, the authors estimate that inadequate pollination decreases yields for fruit and nut crops by 5% on average. Similarly, vegetable yields are reduced by 3%. These estimates cover 60 or more crops that supplement the diets of billions of people on all continents except Antarctica. Using conservative measures, the authors estimate that 500,000 people die annually due to decreased food yield or quality caused by missed pollination events by bees. This human toll differs across countries, with some populations suffering from all-out hunger and malnutrition, while others, including the United States, are impacted more by shifts in diet tendencies away from more nutritious pollinated crops, such as fruits and nuts. In a second recent paper titled Pollination Deficits and Contributions of Pollinators in Apple Production, a Global Meta-Analysis, that was published in the Journal of Applied Ecology in 2022, Arohan Anud and colleagues present data for one critical worldwide fruit, the apple, and argue for even greater impacts of missed pollination on yields and seed set, in the range of 40% and 20% respectively, and much higher in some countries. Seed set for apples does not limit the industry overall, but fertilized seeds lead to a more attractive fruit shape. And pollination of some sort is certainly needed. Honeybees, of course, are not the only insect pollinators of crops, and both of these papers take great pains to account for the impacts of diverse pollinators. Nevertheless, in many countries, including ours, honeybees are the primary pollinators of crops, and especially for larger farms. While these studies focused on pollination impacts, honeybees provide a bounty for beekeepers, small and large, that was not accounted for in these two studies. The nutritious value of honey, and to a lesser extent pollen and brood, improves nutrition in many countries. Further, the receipts from honey and wax sales have a huge impact on human health worldwide and are arguably one of the most important sources of small farm income in developing and industrialized countries. Bernard Feary and colleagues analyze yields from hive products worldwide in, quote, "Uptrend in Global Managed Honeybee Colonies and Production Based on a Six-Decade Viewpoint, 1961 to 2017." This was published in 2022 in Scientific Reports and is also available online. This fascinating synopsis highlights the losses and, mostly, gains of beekeeping across continents, alongside the economic and population drivers behind those changes. As has been well documented, North America has seen a 30% decrease in honeybee colonies since 1961, while Europe, including Russia, has lost only 12% of its colonies. South America, Africa, Australia, and Asia have more than compensated for those losses, doubling or even quadrupling, in the case of Asia, managed hives in that time frame. Overall, the number of managed honeybee hives has doubled since 1961, matching a doubling in the human population. All regions have perfected honey and wax harvesting, with honey yields, even in North America, surpassing those of prior years, despite the lower colony numbers. This North American increase reflects heavier harvests in Mexico and Canada that outweigh decreased honey yields in the U.S. And there's a neat graphic showing this at a site called www.visualcapitalist.com, and it's the mapped food production across the world, around the world, and you can search for the honeybee map within that. Asian countries increased honey harvest by eightfold over this time frame. It would be fascinating to estimate how greatly honey production impacts populations worldwide, not simply in local consumption, but as an attainable and sustainable cash crop in developing and more industrialized countries. My guess is that the impacts of honey harvesting on lives improved and saved from premature death would rival that achieved by increased pollination from managed hives. Whether you're keeping bees for family munchies, selling honey on a table, or fully engaged in commercial pollination and the production of hive goods, you are playing a role in an essential partnership with one of the planet's truly extraordinary animals. Thanks for doing that, and thank you for listening.